the soothing sounds of House of MNSN Radio. Good, clean controversy.
All right, we are back. Good evening, everybody.
Yes, hello.
Sir Mark.
Hello.
And Master Noel is here. Borneo is just leaving.
Yeah.
So, yes, we've been busy. Busy, 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 busy. But all good. So, Long Island.
What about it?
Well, let's talk
Long
about
Island
it.
Long Island iced tea?
Last weekend we didn't have a show because we were in Long Island, New York for the Long Island Ravens 22nd year anniversary of their group.
Yeah.
It was a great weekend, what'd you think?
About what? Sorry, what?
We were invited to go.
Oh, the Ravens.
The Ravens.
What did I think about the event? It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was. I mean, really the guys treated us like royalty. We were invited to go and do a one-hour puppy introduction slash, you know, about puppy play in class. And so we went and did that. Chomper was there.
That was interesting, too, because they all saw a female.
A female pup.
Pup
which,
and it was like, what?
Yeah. And it was Boy Neil, Boy Alex, Papes, and Master Noel, and myself. And it was great. I think one of the best part of the weekend was the Saturday night gala.
That was all, you know, it was so much fun.
It was. They said to us, okay, you know, it's going to be this big gala. It's a Mardi Gras team, so make sure you have a mask. And okay, so we get on the bus with our great little black lady bus driver. And
get on the bus. Go.
She's driving this big, huge motherfucker bus. And we get to the reception area, and it's this great banquet hall. And now we have a pre-dinner cocktail hour, and we go to this one room, and it's alcohol, 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 and food. And this is supposed to be, you know, just appetizers and snack. And there's mac and cheese and steak and sliders.
There was everything.
And shrimp.
You
and
could have just
like,
ate there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a setup. And then that was just before the dinner, which was then in this amazing ballroom that was decorated. You thought it was a gay wedding with all centerpieces on the middle of the table. And we had centerpiece that's at the House of MNSN and with a beautiful mask. And just a great night overall. It was really, really fun. So to the Long Island Ravens, thank you so much. We had an amazing time.
It was good.
It was a nice break because normally we go to those events, you're busy, 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 and we only had to do one thing and relax and enjoy.
That is really one of the things I did enjoy, was that we didn't have to do anything. It was freaking cool.
Yes. And Slave Wayne was not able to attend, so we made sure he was part of us the whole weekend, and they gave everybody...
I randomly beat people just to keep them around. Yeah.
And we collected Mardi Gras beads for Slave Wayne, and he got one or two necklaces. One?
I don't remember.
These beads are the fucking size of oranges.
I was trying to use them as speed bumps for somebody's butt. Mm.
Well, they're going to be his new cooking beads, I think.
Oh, God.
So it was quite fun. So that was last weekend.
Yep.
So we drove up two cars.
Yep.
Three in each car, which actually wasn't bad. You know, we split
it wasn't
the driving.
Bad. No.
No, it was good.
Yeah.
I still believe that, you know, if we do end up selling the trailer, we should buy a small little motorhome, and that way we can put everybody in there and be comfortable.
Okay.
I think that'd be fun.
What? We'll talk about this offline.
No, that way I have witnesses.
Offline.
But that was fun. So, yeah, it's been crazy, crazy, crazy. So now... After next weekend, we have 3 weekends off. Kind of.
No, but we don't.
I know we don't because we now have to do music and get last-minute claw and bake cookies.
It's the big push for the claw. Like, I mean, I've got the majority of stuff done. I'm finalizing a lot of stuff. I've still got hours and hours and hours of stuff to do. But and the cookies. We've got to get the boys to make cookies.
Yeah. So cookie baking time, boys. Cookie, bone shaped cookies. Time to cook, cook, cook. So what else?
But the the one thing about the Ravens that we can continue to talk about that. I really wonder what. Yeah, let's talk about that. Okay, I think I'll put it out there. So, it was the afternoon, and boy, Alex and I were downstairs sitting. I think you had gone to do something or nap, or we were doing something with somebody. I'm not sure what it was, and we were sitting there, and you know, I'm like, "Oh, so how long's the club been around?" She, "Oh, 22 years," and I'm thinking, "Ha ha, I'll find stuff out." So I started to ask, and I said, "You know, like, how did you do that? You know, get into it?" And these are the founding members and that. And the one guy, he says, I kind of like bikes. And so I joined up. Then I found out none of the fuckers had bikes. All they wanted was sex. But I stuck around anyways because they were nice people after I fucked them. And I was like, what? Wait a minute. No. That's not what you're supposed to say. That is not it. So then I started asking everybody.
Master Noel found out that Santa does not exist.
Seriously. Like right past Easter Bunny too.
But
well, we did talk about it after the fact. It did create some conversation in the family and that. I mean, I forget who said it. Maybe Boy Alex, where he had said, you know what? Too. I mean, they weren't the people that really did all that and started the old guard and everything like that. They were already dead by then. 22 years ago was like what? It's 2014, right? Mm-hmm. So that's like. What, 80 something?
No, and what did I say to you last weekend?
Shut the fuck up and lie down. You're drunk.
Actually, you were very good last weekend. No, last weekend you were actually was very nice.
Okay.
I want to say that in the open, in the public. I have witnesses.
What do you want?
Nothing. It was very nice. Uh-huh. No, what I said to you, you were very disappointed because you thought that there were more people like you, how you believe. And I said, there is. But I said, we are not the norm in the leather community.
Yeah, they're all a bunch of grabby people.
Dick, Tom, and Harry. We don't go to event to pick up, you know, all over. Nobody touches us without asking and vice versa. And that's just not us. I said, we are not the norm. But I said, there are some who are like us and do not judge, you know, certain people by their behavior, that mm-hmm. that's the norm. You know, we're educating, we're doing what we can, we change, and that's just the way we are. So, and you were really, you know.
That kind of bummed me out.
Yeah, I saw it, and it hurt me a little bit, but it's like sometimes it's good to realize that.
Okay, we're better than everyone else?
No, it's not that we're better, because what is right for us doesn't mean it's right for somebody else, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
I will not judge you. Just as long as you respect me, I will respect you. It's that simple. It really is.
So that was that. So that was the one thing. And then we had a couple issues in the bar, too. One that we don't speak of. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was funny. And then when he walked by, that's the one we were talking about.
Yeah.
The little, you know, head jerk. Oh. So Pup Dakota is saying in the chat room, Boy Alex is saying he's not saying anything. He's going to be remaining very quiet. Sir, I've had this conversation about this. Sorry, Master, when you were asking about Papa. About Pup Dakota, you need to give me a little bit more info. I think we're talking about the old guard, new guard. How do you find it? And not everybody was like that sort of thing, but I'm not real sure. In the bar, though, and it was more than once, it's something had happened. And I spoke to him, and I'm like, dude, you got to stop. Seriously, you're really starting to piss me off. And then he proceeded to do it when my back was turned again. And that really, I didn't, of course, the voice didn't tell me. But it was like, what the?
But some people don't get it. Plus, you got to, I mean, at those I'm not making any excuses, but at those weekends, people drink a lot. And we all know it's no excuse, but people use it as an excuse to behave badly.
The first time, okay. Or I can blame the run because it really was kind of a sex thing. Like, I mean, they crowned like the pig of the run. So that's cool. That's what they do. I'm mm-hmm. okay with it. That's mm-hmm. not what we were there for. We were there to actually do a class.
And we did what we did.
And we did what we were supposed to
and
do.
And that's it.
Yep. And
Everybody got out of the weekend what they wanted.
True. No. I'm not saying that. And it's just still after the first time that you're the person that you're touching says you please don't touch me again. Blah 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 blah. And he thinks it's funny and does it again. And then after I speak to them, they still do it. That is just being a cock fucker. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Then if it happens the next time, it's very simple. Then you turn around and say, you know what? I told you once. Uh-huh. I told you a second time, and now this is the last time. Don't fuck with us.
Yeah.
Stay away, or I will make sure you get evicted or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you have to get in somebody's face and just say, please don't. Just don't.
Oh, when Pup Dakota and I were first kind of talking, I was asking about I was asking about the different clubs and what he'd learned from people from before and how he was trained and all of that, just to kind of get a bit of a... You know, I'm trying to piece together as much of the history of the Leather Society that I can. And, I mean, I'd ask a lot of questions, so, yeah. Yes, and then there was the vice president or the president of the club. We were also sitting there, and he says, you know, I've noticed that, you know, your boys kneel to present your drinks and that. And he says, we don't do that here. And I said, well, that's fine, you don't. Not have to. He says, oh yeah, and he found it almost offensive. And I said, well, you know what? Here's what we're gonna do. I said, I'm gonna go sit on the other side of the room, and you're gonna have a little conversation with boy Alex, and you can ask him these questions. Mm-hmm. So I stood across the room and just started punching my fist into my other hand, right, looking at. No, I didn't. and I gave them some time, and he asked boy Alex some questions, and you know, boy Alex kind of explained how the family is in the whole thing. And dude just basically said, I had to fill the candy dishes, got up and left halfway through it. He just didn't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird. And then Alex, boy Alex and boy Neil had seen him in the parking lot when we were leaving. They walked up and said, you know, he finished. And the guy says, no, I get it, and it's all good, and blah, blah, blah.
But you see, I like that. To me, I like that because, like it or not, we made them think, and we made them look at it, that's fine.
Now, the other comment, too, somebody else is doing somewhere. And I guess, I think boy Alex is getting coffee or whatever. And it was like, yeah, they're in a cult. They all live in the same house. They're a cult. Yeah, okay, whatever.
But overall, it was a great weekend. The weather was amazing. It was actually nice to be somewhere where the sun was out. Mm-hmm. There wasn't snow on the ground.
Stupid pool.
Yeah, the pool was frozen outside. Yes, but that's okay. We're going to have pool time in 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, no, that overall, that was really good.
So, yeah, I mean, overall, you were right. They were amazing to us. They truly were.
Yeah.
Everything, yeah, it was real, real nice. We still spent money. Like, we, you know, the gas down there was, you know, about, what, $50 a person? Well, more than that.
Yeah, but we would have spent the same amount, anyway. So it's
still, but I'm saying, I mean, I can understand even with people saying, hey, you know what? We'll pay for your event and your hotel. You come down. We still got to get there.
Of course.
So, I mean, seven. And it's not like two people. We were talking about that, too, where it's, you know, me and you jump on a plane and it costs $500. No, it's six or seven or eight of us at times that all need to coordinate and to travel and go together. It's hard sometimes keeping everybody together. Like, wow.
Yeah, but we've accepted, too, that if you can come, great.
No,
if you
can't, that's fine.
That's okay.
There are certain ones, obviously, that we really need to have everybody at. And there's some that are if you can go, you can go. If you can't, you can't. You can't. Like, so, you know, whatever it is, it is. So, yeah. We need to go to a commercial.
I'm late. Yes, I need to pee.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Hey, what you drinking, baby?
You're listening to Master Noel and Sir Mark on House of MNSN Radio.
Told you.